yeah, we are live and we are Screen Heroes. Welcome back, episode 85. I am Derek, one of your weekly hosts. I have my other two hosts, Ryan.
Hello.
A.K.A. Iron Man. And Ray.
Yes, hello.
And we have special guest, Jerry from Worst Comic Podcast.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Worst Comic Podcast ever.
Ever.
We're very protective of that brand.
That's fair.
You know, when we decided to do a podcast, we sat around one night for like 3 hours trying to come up with names. We came up with a lot of great ones, and they were already being used. So, surprisingly, no one wanted Worst Comic Podcast ever. So, we claimed it like the stray at the adoption agency, the pound. We claimed it as ours, and we've made the most of it. So, we do a weekly show talking about comics, TVs, movies, and other nerdy stuff that our spouses don't want to hear us talk about.
Very cool.
Sponsors. Very similar.
I know. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure we could get Audible. Audible's pretty
there. They sponsor everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We could probably get that.
Or Loot Crate.
I've bought a lot of Loot Crates in my day, I will say that.
See, so. You could stop buying them and get them for free. Right,
maybe. Yeah, we could talk about that. But thanks for coming on, Jerry.
Absolutely.
So, you guys have been doing the Worst Comic Podcast for a while, right?
A little over 3 years now.
Yeah, that's
pretty
cool.
We've known each other since 7th grade. So our catch line is that we've gone from middle school to middle age together.
Aww. So,
that's cute.
But maybe we'll have that someday. Maybe not middle school, but
no, we
cosplay feels like middle school, so that works.
Well, see, I have a special connection to Worst Comic Podcast ever, because one of your co-hosts, John, was one of my teachers in high school.
Yeah, I was going to say, make sure you say former, not old. He will hit you.
I did say that by accident once. I wasn't really thinking about it. I felt bad. we are going to be ranking the Avengers, coming up with the top Avengers.
We've done this characters before. We've done the X-Men, we've done Batman villains, and we've done the Justice League before. It's usually quite a lot of fun. So,
yeah.
I expect tonight to be no less fun, probably more fun. Just, you know, lots of fun.
Set your standards low. It'll be equally fun.
Okay.
As what?
Possibly better.
As other times?
Sure.
Okay. Well, before we do that, real quick, we just want to give our spoiler-free thoughts on Kingsman: The Golden Circle.
We're going to do it really quickly next week we're actually reviewing the movie in entirety.
So consider this a little teaser just to kind of throw it out there. Ryan, go.
Ugh, I have to go first.
Yeah.
If you like the first one, you like the second one. The tone is a little different, but you still very much get Matthew Vaughn and everything he's good at. Was not as good as the first one, unfortunately, but I think you'll still enjoy it if you like the first one.
Fair enough.
That's actually my entire review. I was going to say very similar things. I absolutely had a lot of fun, and that's what that movie is. It is a movie to have fun while watching. There's not much more involved in it, so there you go. Have fun.
I would just say that the shining moment, I think, is Mark Strong. He is fantastic in it.
But he's fantastic in everything. So.
Everything.
Yeah, but like in this one, like he's great in the first one, but I feel like he really shines in this one. And,
that's fair.
So I thought he was great. I pretty much echo what you guys have to say. There were a couple of scenes that went a little too
far. And we'll talk about it next week.
But that's about it. So, all right, so let's move on.
Can I name drop real quick?
Yes.
Yeah, do your
because
thing.
Last weekend, we were up at Rose City Comic Con up in Portland, Oregon.
How was that?
It was incredible.
Yeah.
You guys need to go to that show.
Okay.
It's worthy of making a trip. It's a 3-day show. Huge. Huge. And we got to spend the weekend working the Hero Initiative table, which is a federally recognized nonprofit that raises funds for comic book creators in times of financial need. And that whole weekend, we had Dave Gibbons as a special guest at our table, which Dave Gibbons was the co-creator of Kingsman. He was co-creator of Watchmen. He did the Superman Annual 11 for The Man Who Has Everything. And so we got to hang out with him all weekend. And he did mention that he had already seen the sequel,
sure,
and he was a big fan of it. Of course, he's also cashed a lot of paychecks because of that movie. And I'm sure if number two goes well, then there's probably a number three in the works. And that would mean another set of paychecks for him.
Sure.
But, He thought that it was really well in keeping with the spirit of the first film, and he liked it.
Well, that's good. I mean, there are a lot of creators who aren't always happy with movie adaptations of their work, so it's not a bad sign, right?
Yeah.
It sounds like a good weekend.
It really was.
Very cool. I'm a little jealous. We thought about going. Ray and I had thought about it.
Then the whole bills and tree.
Then a tree fell. Yeah. So.
Life gets in the way from time to time.
Yeah.
You should definitely put it on your radar for next year.
I've always wanted to go to Oregon. I've never been. I've been to California a couple of times, but never up north. So that would be really cool for me.
Absolutely.
So, all right. You guys want to get started?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
So here are the rules. I have listed out 20 of the most popular Avengers. We do not have to use these because this list is based on popularity. It's just really for if we ran out of ideas or something like that, something to go off of. We're going to use current names. So even though Carol Danvers has had 45 different names, we're going to use her current Captain Marvel. So from now on, Captain Marvel is Carol Danvers, Ms. Marvel is Kamala Khan, so on and so forth. We can do different iterations. Obviously, there's multiple Hulks, multiple She-Hulks, multiple Spider-Women, so that can go back and forth. We can include any Avenger that's ever been on there on the team, so if they've slapped that A on there, if they've had the ID badge at least once.
Well, great. I only made notes for the ones that were on the list. Oh. Now they tell me the rules.
I made up my own list, yeah. So we'll see how it compares.
Well, I'm really glad to have you on to this episode because I think, and this is no offense to Ray, but I think you're probably the most knowledgeable when it comes to Marvel Comics.
So. Well, Avengers has always been my favorite title. My collection starts with issue 10.
Wow.
And runs forward. So,
hard to beat that.
Yeah. So I've read a few issues along the way.
I don't even think Stan Lee's collection was.
No, that's really cool. And I've always been more of a DC fanboy. Mm-hmm. So most of my Marvel knowledge is based on the movies or TV shows or video games. And Ryan, I mean, you don't like comic books at all. So
I've read some, I just don't read a lot. Yeah. I'm definitely more well-versed in the movies and TV shows.
And props.
And yeah.
He's wearing an Iron Man helmet for those who are listening to the episode as a normal podcast.
This is why you tune in live on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Central Time. So
on
you
Twitch.
Can see things like that. Yeah, on twitch.com/heroespodcast.
.tv.
.tv also.
Just .tv.
That
just
is
throw a bunch of letters and numbers at things and it'll work.
That is another thing. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, even if you don't watch it live, it's still available on
demand.
On your website.
On your YouTube.
Yeah. Heroespodcast.com. There's a YouTube link if you want to listen. There's iTunes, of course, screen-heroes.com, Google Play. We're on Blog Talk Radio. There's an RSS feed. You can throw it in your feed burner, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
So. Can eat it for breakfast.
I wouldn't.
You can blow a whistle and summon a magical owl to come play it through their beak for you.
That's
if you
fantastic.
Have that ability.
Yeah, that's
listening
the thing.
To the US
Podcast
Network
rock to activate the owl, and it's just a huge process. But if you have that, it's a
more
good
power
way to
too,
do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, better than a Walkman.
Or a Zune.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so that's another thing. You did say that you're more versed in the movies than you are in the comics. Well, we are counting every iteration here. We can use any iteration of the character to supplement our argument. 60%
of these are not actually in the movies or TV shows.
If
so.
You
yeah.
wanted to,
yeah,
you could use the Avengers Ultimate Alliance video game, and that'd be your
that,
only argument if that's what you want. So
I had one of those on the Nintendo Wii, and if you were Spider-Man, you could flick the Wii remotes to web-sling.
That's actually cool.
I bet that looked really cool. When people watched you.
I blame that video game
from a crowd.
For the rise of Deadpool, I swear. Like, nobody cared about Deadpool before that video game.
Fair enough. All right, let's do this. Let's get started.
All right, so top 20. We're going to start from 20 and work our way down. Who has who's the worst of the best?
Is there anybody on your list, Jerry, that isn't on our list who you think should be at the bottom of said list?
That was a lot of lists.
Number 20. Yeah. 20th best Avenger.
On my list, I put Spider-Man.
Yeah?
Just because he's always been the outsider. He was offered membership multiple times, finally joined. But he still doesn't quite complete fit in at all times.
When he joined, wasn't he Doc Ock, though? Isn't that a thing? Octavius was in his body when he joined the Avengers or something?
Well, he had actually joined once in the 1990s.
Gotcha. So. Okay. Well, I was trying to impress everybody with my vast knowledge of comic books, but you shut that down. I appreciate that.
It was a solid effort. I applaud that.
I wasn't sure where you were going with that.
It was a true fact, Derek.
As opposed to those false facts.
That's right. It's not fake news.
Oh, God.
I actually really love that pick. I second the motion to have Spider-Man at the bottom because I will always think of him more of a solo artist.
I've always just personally thought Spider-Man's a little overhyped anyway, so I'm kind of okay with not adding to that. So unless there's Ryan, do you have any?
Not really, no.
All right.
Then Spider-Man at number 20. And I assume we're going with Peter Parker Spider-Man, not Otto Octavius.
No, Ben Reilly.
Well, there's Miles Morales.
No, he's fantastic. He would be much higher.
That's why I'm just clarifying for the listeners.
Did Miles ever join the Avengers?
No.
Okay.
Well, he's in the all-new, all-different Avengers.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Mark Wade.
So, yeah, that does count.
Yeah. But we're going with the Peter Parker one.
Okay. So Spider-Man could theoretically be on this list in 7 places or something like that, all the different people.
Absolutely.
Just a list of nothing but Spider-Man.
We could do that. That's our next countdown.
Next podcast, yeah.
Yeah. Ranking the Spider-Mans.
So then next up on the list...
is the number 19, because that's how numbers work.
It is how numbers work. It's very true. So, okay, let me ask you this. When we're trying to decide this year, their significance as a member of the Avengers, of course, is important, but is power set important in this decision-making?
I don't really put... just like with the Jedi, like, unless it was a competition where everything was equal except for power set, I don't really put that in when I'm thinking about it. I think of their contributions to the team and the significance when people think Avengers, do they think of this character? That's why I would probably put, like, Luke Cage or Daredevil... from this list,
sorry,
up there, because I don't think that. I mean, when I looked them up, their notable notes were like lives in Harlem,
right.
Or like
That's why I was thinking maybe Daredevil.
Yeah, I mean,
who is number 19 on your list?
I probably had her rated lower than she should be, but I had Carol Danvers at 19.
Wow. Rachel's gonna start throwing blows here.
But again, I've been reading since issue 10, so
yeah, that's fair.
I've got a lot of history that I'm using for my ranking.
Absolutely.
So, let's see. Luke Cage, I had at 17. He could easily swap places there.
So why Luke Cage lower than Daredevil?
I didn't even have Daredevil on my list.
Oh. Okay. Never mind.
No.
Daredevil's not really part of the Avengers. I added him on here
new Avengers or something.
Yeah. And even at that, over, say, the last 10 years, with Bendis doing so much of the work and then Hickman, Luke Cage is the one that comes to mind from that era, not Daredevil to me.
Interesting. Well, I'm okay with Daredevil not being on the list.
I am too.
I hadn't even remembered when he was on the Avengers, which is why I wanted him kind of low.
Okay. Then we can scratch out Daredevil. I'm sure we've got plenty of substitutions. And 19 is Luke Cage.
Okay. That was easy.
So I do want to clarify a point. Are characters that were in other Avengers groups, like West Coast Avengers, Great Lakes Avengers, are they all eligible in this Avengers list, or are we talking like...
You want Squirrel Girl on the list.
I'm not saying whether I want Squirrel Girl or not, but in my research, there were characters that were West Coast Avengers, but not ever anything else. So, okay.
Yeah, we can do that. That's
so Squirrel Girl's definitely going to be on there. Number one, Squirrel Girl.
Number one. I don't think that's going to happen, but you can try. So at number 18, since Jerry, you already threw Carol Danvers' name out, why should she be so low?
I only put her so low just because her time with the team comes in and out, and she's never had a solid long run with the team. And part of it, that may be whoever was writing the book wanted to use the character or didn't want to use the character. And I also think so many times within the pages of the Avengers, she becomes the token target for whatever. she never really shines to her full potential like she does within her own solo books.
Rachel, rebuttal.
Carol Danvers is the best. I will say when she was Ms. Marvel and Warbird and Binary and all the other characters, I didn't like her very much. I thought she was just this random character that they wanted to use in case Janet Van Dyne was busy. And I hated that. When she became Captain Marvel in the last, you know, what was it? Yeah. She really took off. She's a powerhouse now, and she finally lives up to her potential. She is the Marvel's version of Wonder Woman, which is what has been lacking for decades. So I adore her now, and I feel like they're making up for sins of the past. So I'm okay with 18, because 4 years does not really erase, like, 30 of mishandling. And they did that she has one of the most unfortunate storylines in her entire backstory, which was the rape and pregnancy storyline. It was
Avengers 200.
Yeah, it was absolutely terrible.
That's intense.
She's kidnapped, she's impregnated, and like mind wiped and convinced that she wants this, and then she has the baby, and the baby becomes the full man of the guy who just impregnated her, and
Immortus.
Yeah, and then she's just given back Earth.
Well, she goes off to limbo with him.
Right.
And no one in the team raises a red flag about it. It's like, are you sure you want to do that? No. Have a good time.
Yeah.
Enjoy limbo.
I feel like Star Trek did something like that at some point.
Okay. Yeah. That was after 17 minutes. After we got 17 minutes without a Star Trek reference.
Yep.
Not a record.
All right. So Captain Marvel's at 18.
Fun fact about Captain Marvel: Mar-Vell was an Avenger posthumously, as an Avenger.
Posthumously?
That too. I read that on Wikipedia. So
yeah, Mar-Vell is a really cool character.
Yeah, but not an Avenger until he was dead, and then they were like, "We'll make him an Avenger. Why not? He's dead. Nobody cares."
That's sad.
Well, he's still got the A on his grave.
It's true.
If there was a grave, I don't really know. I didn't
read that. Is that an option? Like, can I have an Avengers symbol on my grave?
If you're a member of the Avengers, yeah.
I mean, if you pay for it, I'm sure they'll put whatever you want on your grave.
Right, like, I will pay for like that money. A.
Yeah.
Well, see, I remember, I don't remember the specifics of this, but there was a kid who had passed away who wanted some DC symbol. I can't even remember which one. It might have been the Superman shield.
I think so.
And DC was not thrilled about it, and there was this whole thing.
Aww.
They eventually let him do it because it was just really bad
press. The PR press was killing him.
Like, I want to know who wrote the memo. It was like, no, we don't want the kid to do this, and didn't think that there'd be a problem there. But, yeah. Companies can be mean.
So, yes, Rachel, you can get that A on your gravestone.
Cool. All right, so 17.
But you might get a C and D afterwards.
I don't really care.
At that point, yeah. All
right, so 17. Ryan, who do you think should be at 17?
Whichever Daredevil or Luke Cage was not on there. I mean, like I said, okay, I'll put Squirrel Girl out there because obviously she's not a number one, like, high-end founding member of the original Avengers. But she's a very powerful character. She did a lot for the Great Lakes Avengers. She saved Iron Man. She's defeated Thanos. I guess she was technically a member of the Great Lakes Avengers when she did that, right? And she's defeated Dr. Doom. This is before she was a Great Lakes Avenger, but...
She did serve as the nanny for Luke and Jessica.
And she had a relationship with Wolverine and fought him in hand-to-hand combat evenly. So she's got, in her own right...
I'm okay with this. Solid argument.
It's a good pitch. Yeah. It's a good pitch.
Yeah.
All right.
Squirrel Girl 17.
Okay.
As made the list. Right, that's all I wanted. I
Track
go home
Boy
now.
And I now have a death pact that he's going to carve my symbol, and I'll carve his, and the winner dies first.
Is that the winner, though?
I mean... I don't know. It's life canon now. Like,
okay. All right.
16. We haven't had any contentious battles yet.
I know. I thought there was going to be one for Squirrel Girl there, but nobody
no,
wanted to fight
me. No, you made a good
argument.
So. I'm fine with good arguments.
So I'm having a hard time trying to decide between like movie versions and comic book versions. Like if we're looking at movie versions, I want Lee, obviously, Quicksilver to be fairly low since he was an Avenger for 30 seconds. But But I know that in the comic books, obviously, he was around a little bit longer
well,
than
we take
that.
All, so. You know, we have to take all that into account.
And that might be a good spot for him. I mean, he does have a long history, but he's also... He's that wild card character that whenever you need a character to go bad, he's your guy. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe he starts getting the influence of his dad and starts hating it, the humans and everything. Or maybe he just goes crazy. But he's always been one of those that if they need someone to turn on the team, Quicksilver fills it in.
So. Well, then, he doesn't deserve to be...
I think that's a really good, good call. Quicksilver at 16.
Cool. I feel good about that.
We are a quarter through the list.
All right, so 15 then.
Yeah. Oh, part of me wants to put an Ant-Man here. I don't really care which one. No. I kind of also want to put Falcon, but here's the thing. Falcon is like... Sam Wilson as Captain America was just one of the coolest storylines.
Isn't that when he joined the Avengers? Was when he was Captain America? Oh, okay. That's what it said on this Wikipedia. It must have been like a different universe or something.
He had his own little team there.
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
I get confused very easily.
I don't know.
But the fact that he did take on the mantle of Captain America is a big deal. You know, Cap's kind of the leader, right? So, I don't know. Part of me thinks Falcon should be a little bit higher on the list.
Okay.
But
who do you propose for that spot, Derek? Since you want to shut her down.
I mean, I feel like it's the easy out, but I kind of like the brother and sister pair being kind of next to each other.
Absolutely not. This always
She's
happens.
She's a top 10.
All the women end up at the bottom of our list every time.
That is not true.
What about Mockingbird? Mockingbird, I mean, I feel like she's more notable as a member of S.H.I.E.L.D. than she is as an Avenger.
Oh, yeah. I didn't
and that is because of
list.
Recent doing Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is
well,
pretty
that's
responsible
where I know her
for
from,
her.
But
yeah.
Even like when I was reading on Wikipedia, she didn't really have much that she did with the Avengers from what I could find out. So, I mean, it's...
She was Hawkeye's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Being a wife is not like
a notable
thing.
She was abducted by the Skrulls, okay?
Okay, so she's a really bad Avenger? Like, I don't know.
This is a different wife than the one who has, like, the cabin in the middle of nowhere.
Yes.
Right, in the MCU, because Mockingbird is in the MCU. So.
I know.
Do you?
It's a joke.
Not a good one.
Can we put the mask on your helmet? Is that an option?
The eyes light up, so sure.
I'm okay with Mockingbird at 15.
Are there arguments for or against that? Anybody?
She was on my other considered list.
Okay.
She didn't make your top 20.
No.
Well, we can leave her off then.
Not yeah, if there's somebody has another suggestion. I was just looking at the list that I was given.
All right, how about Hawkeye?
No.
He's,
really?
Yeah.
He's top 5.
He's really cool.
He does a lot in the comic books. Not in the movies, but...
I have a similar opinion of Green Arrow. Like, if that's your whole thing, it's a little tough for me.
Hawkeye is the most human of the characters in a room filled with gods and knights in armor and other superpower people. He's still basically a human, and he holds his own on the team.
And
he's led
deaf.
The team.
Hmm?
In the comics, he's deaf.
Like... Forever, or is that a recent thing?
It's back and forth.
It comes and goes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's convenient.
Interesting. I didn't know that. That's interesting. Okay.
All right. Also, apparently been an Avenger since 1965, so that's
pretty big deal.
Avengers number 16.
Yes, it is.
Always rocking that purple.
I can verify that because of my vast knowledge for all you listeners.
And the Wonder Twins were part of the Justice League a long time ago, too, but I wouldn't put
them
on.
We're not talking Justice League, Derek.
I'm just making a comparison.
It's not New 52. We're not dealing with that right now.
That wasn't New 52.
Hawkeye's not even close to being a Wonder Twins.
No, that wasn't the point that I was making. The date was the point that I was making. So someone throw out somebody else for 15, then. I've made two suggestions that have been
Jessica Drew, Spider-Woman.
I thought you just complained that we didn't want all the women.
Scarlet Witch is, like, insanely powerful.
No, I
like,
agree, but, yeah.
She kills people with her mind. Like,
yeah, I get that. She's a reality warper. Like, that's very much very powerful. Yes. Yeah.
All right.
It's not on the list here, but what about either Wonder Man or Beast?
I'm okay with that. I like Wonder Man a lot.
I like
Beast.
He
cracks me up. I still want Nathan Fillion to play Wonder Man. The fact that he keeps getting cast in Guardians and then keeps getting cut out.
Well, we know James Gunn watches this, so you should make your pitch.
Yeah. This is his favorite show.
Yeah, he's probably watching live right now, really.
I bet he's TrackBoy186.
Probably.
Yeah.
Could be.
I have a good feeling about that.
So I like having Beast on the list.
Yes, I love Beast as part of the Avengers.
And since he wasn't on the list that I had here, kind of sliding him in at 15 seems reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cool. All right, cool. I'm happy about that. I like Beast. I've always liked the classic X-Men, so there's a bit of a bias there.
You adore the whole brainy guy that can take out an army. You love that because you feel like that's you. That you're tech support, but you're also like first in battle. So
I'm tech support. That part's true. I am tech support for the whole network.
No pressure.
I bet you could take out a guy or two.
If I was blue and
definitely at least a toddler you could take out. maybe like a 5 or 6 year old if we're really being generous.
And it depends if that kid's got like Legos all over the floor or not. Right. So.
Then you're in trouble.
Yeah.
All right. 14 guys.
All right. So who are we thinking then at 14? Do we still want to talk about Spider-Woman?
We can talk about Spider-Woman. We can talk about Wonder Man some more. We can talk about Mockingbird again, you know.
Falcon.
Talk about Falcon. We can talk about Doctor Strange. I forgot to put him on our list. We can talk about... There's a lot of middle-of-the-road Avengers, in my opinion.
Okay, so who should be 14 then? This is the hard part for me because it is like kind of the middle of the list and it can be almost anybody interchangeably in the next couple of spots. So we've talked Spider-Woman, we've talked Wonder Man, we've talked Mockingbird, and you had brought up Ant-Man a pick or two ago as well.
I don't know. Like, Ant-Man has never been my favorite. I really enjoy what they did with him in the cartoons. When they did Earth's Mightiest Heroes, I felt like... Yeah. Hank and Scott were both very tolerable people. Where in the comics, they're not.
Until recently.
I love both of them in the MCU. They did a great job with them. So,
I've got Hank Pym on my list, just not tied to a specific identity because he had four different identities over his time as a hero.
So. Ultron.
Where did you have him on your
yellow
list?
Jacket.
Yellow jacket, yeah.
Where did he fall on your list?
Number 9.
Wow.
Okay. So yeah, I think Scott Lang would be like higher than Hank Pym because wasn't he a founding member of the Avengers?
Hank Pym's a founding member.
Yeah. Scott Lang should be like higher. I mean, like lower rank.
Number wise. Okay.
What?
He should be a like.
Who's number...
Closer to 20 than closer to 1.
Okay. There you go.
There we go. Okay.
If we have both on our list, we don't have to have both on our list.
True.
Right. But, I mean, do they both deserve a spot in the top 20?
Maybe.
They both made notable contributions, obviously.
I mean, if you're a founding member of the Avengers, you should probably be on the list.
Yeah,
for right? Sure. I mean, that seems fair. So,
Maybe.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
No, the Hulk is a founding member, but I don't view him on my Avengers list.
Interesting. So he didn't make your top 20?
I was just looking at the comics. I wasn't even considering the movie universe as part of the discussion. And within the comics, he really hasn't been a part of the team. He was in the first two issues, made an appearance in issue 100, and that was really it for the main run of the series.
So was it like the cartoons and stuff that really got everybody kind of picturing him with the Avengers?
And Ultimate Alliance, the movie. And video games, and the movies.
Because in my head, before they made the movies, in my head, he was still an Avenger. So I'm wondering where I got that idea. Maybe it was the toys.
He had, like, for a while, merchandise-wise, the three most popular characters were Hulk, Wolverine, and Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. So in the cartoons in the 90s, that's where they, like, combined things a lot. So... Maybe that's why you're thinking of it. I don't know.
They also used him as part of the team in the Heroes Reborn, which was pretty lame.
To be fair, we're not going off of just the comic books. Yeah. So, I mean, the fact that he is a founding member of the Avengers in the MCU and has been an Avenger in the video, in Ultimate Alliance, was an Avenger, and in the, I think the TV shows.
Both TV shows. Yeah. Avengers Assemble.
Maybe Hulk goes in here at 14 then.
Yeah, I mean, he obviously didn't make much of an impact in the comic books, but made a bigger impact in the other.
We did get a suggestion for Hercules at 14, and I adore Hercules. He's a funny guy.
I have him at 15 on my list.
Nice. Well, I would put
Hercules. I didn't know he was a Marvel character.
So. Yes.
And I knew that. Jeez.
I did not know that.
They wanted Thor to have a drinking buddy.
Pretty much.
I thought it was just, you know, Kevin Sorbo.
Well, he also served as a replacement for Thor.
Point
he gives you a god in the team without having to commit Thor, who had his own monthly book.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't have to explain continuity as to why Thor is appearing in Avengers Mansion and out in deep space or something.
Yeah, the ensemble series have trouble with that sometimes. Mm-hmm. Gets on my nerves.
I'm good with Hercules at 14.
Sure.
I'm okay with that if we put Hulk at 13.
Okay, let's do that.
Sure. Okay.
Hercules and Hulk.
Sitting in a tree.
K-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-T-T-I.
Rachel now is very excited. Okay.
Yeah, I would watch that porn.
Right.
Like Hercules and Hulk or right, Kevin Sorbo and Mark Ruffalo.
Real quick.
Like,
yeah.
I would watch that.
Real weird. Anyway.
So we are at number 12.
Okay, so we're almost getting serious. It's a good top 10. It's big money there. So
okay, so I want to put She-Hulk at 12. I adore She-Hulk. She is a team player. She is a brilliant lawyer. She's...
green?
Yeah. That's Jennifer Walters.
She has her rage under control.
Yes.
Like her cousin.
She can... you know, go back and forth between She-Hulk and Jennifer if she wants to.
It's never bad to have an attorney on the team.
Yeah.
I have every issue of She-Hulk ever written.
Really?
Yes. It has taken most of my life to get that. She's the only character that I have that for. Hmm. So it's... I adore reading about her. When I was a kid, it was the best role model ever to see a lawyer who fights criminals by day and she powers up and fights criminals again during the day and night. And, you know, I really just disliked when they made her a bounty hunter, but she still had really good storylines. So
I had her at 11 on my list, so 12.
Very close.
Yeah. I'm good with having her on the list for sure. And I'm worried if we wait too much longer, she won't.
I don't think she belongs in the top 10, really, because she just now started to get a big following. Like, her books get canceled. That's why it's really easy for me to collect them. They're always very cheap. So, you know, it's really just the push of A-Force that has been fantastic.
Fair enough. All right, so She-Hulk at 12, then. Let's do it.
All right.
So now we are at number 11.
Basically, we're saying this person isn't good enough to be in the top 10.
So then maybe this is where Falcon goes.
I'm really okay with that.
I mean, I like Falcon a lot, so I don't mean it as an insult. But, you know, he is kind of the backup for Captain America.
He started out as Captain America's sidekick.
Right.
When he first joined the Avengers, he was there as minority representation because the government put quotas on the team. And, you know, eventually when they killed off Steve Rogers, they had him fill in as Captain America. So I think he deserves to be considered on the list, but he's definitely not top 10 material, so 11 might be a good spot for him.
Sure. Is there anybody else who doesn't deserve to be in the top 10 but should be on this list? Because this is that last spot.
Scott Lang? Is that... we didn't place him yet, right? So
I don't know that Scott deserves to be on the list.
Okay. Ooh. That's fair. I mean, I don't... you know a lot more than I do.
No. No, Namor's not getting on the Avengers list.
I was just about to say.
Namor can be considered for biggest dicks in the Marvel comic books.
He's a jerk, or like he's just really well endowed?
Both, actually. Okay. They draw him with a big package a
I
lot
just wanted
of the
to
time.
Clarify for anybody that might be confused in listening.
We can do that, and, you know, Reed Richards will be on that list. Hank Pym will be on that list.
Comic books?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
That would be a great
Tune
episode.
In.
Yeah.
Heroes Podcast After Dark.
We call that costume couture.
This is our most family-friendly show on the network.
For now. So.
Okay, so then I think at this point it probably has to be Falcon.
I'm good with Falcon.
Yeah. Okay. So now we hit the top 10. So real quick, does anybody want to run through our 11 through 20?
Just to recap, 20 is Spider-Man, 19 is Luke Cage, 18 is Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers, 17 is Squirrel Girl, 16 is Quicksilver, 15 is Beast, 14 is Hercules, thank you, our viewers, 13 is Hulk, 12 is She-Hulk, and 11 is Falcon.
Awesome.
I'm good with this.
And yeah, Hercules came in from our live chat on Twitch, so you can always join us every week for that. Mm-hmm. But if you have anybody who we didn't make the list who you thought should have, you can also comment. Go to heroespodcast.com or at heroespodcast on all the social medias to comment or tweet at us or something like that. So
Derek sends you a selfie every month.
Yep. Do I?
You do.
Are
now.
You guys taking photos of me?
In various levels of clothing, depending on how much money you give us.
We get your phone number through cookies. Thank you. Yeah. And he sends you.
Great. Right. Okay. So. All
right. So number 10. Who's number 10?
What about Black Widow?
I'm good with that. She's always a character that has been kind of misrepresented for me. She's still never seen her true potential, especially in the movies, that she's still just eye candy to ogle at. But deep down, she's incredibly smart. She's talented. She can... I kind of think of her as the Batman, because in her head, she knows how to take down every single person on the team. Mm-hmm. She could if she wanted to. Like, she has the capability. She just doesn't have the drive to make all the gadgets and stuff. She just doesn't care. So,
if you were leading a team, you would want Black Widow on your team.
I agree.
So does that mean she belongs at number 10?
I'm so okay with that.
Given the other choices we've got left, I don't see her going much higher on the list. And it's not a knock against Black Widow as a character. It's just there's a lot of really good names that we haven't even brought up yet. And it's going to be hard to fit everyone in.
I agree.
The truth is, writers of all mediums cannot get her character 100% right. She can't have a solo series without screwing half of the guys involved. She has never led a team, only solo missions. So I think she's been misused, but deep down she's like really good.
Fair enough.
I'm good with 10.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Number 9. What about... what about Black Panther?
I was going to say Vision.
Interesting.
I had Henry Pym here.
Okay.
That's good too.
Those were the three that were I was thinking of. I thought that Pym may go a little bit higher. Vision, I was thinking maybe might have missed his spot, but...
No.
You think Vision's higher?
Yeah.
I do.
Okay.
Vision's incredible. I just think he spends a lot of time dead.
Well, that makes it hard to be a good Avenger. So. okay, so we're looking at Black Panther, Vision, and Hank Pym. Ryan, do you have any thoughts?
I mean, my knowledge of all those is through mostly through the MCU. I know that Hank Pym did a lot of like wife beating and things like that that were not very Avengers like. you know, so him as a character, not a super great guy to be on the Avengers, but he was there and did significant things. So I mean, I'm okay with him there. I feel like Black Panther should be a little bit higher, and Vision probably should be a little bit higher too.
Okay.
The wife beating was done by the same writer that did the rape of Captain Marvel.
Yes.
So I'm not saying that Henry Pym gets a pass. I'm just saying
This guy is messed
that
up.
That writer is really into writing bad roles for women, apparently.
He was probably good friends with the one who did all the BDSM Wonder Woman stuff. So, alright.
That's what he grew up reading.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
In the 40s, he watched Wonder Woman get tied up all the time. So in the 60s, he decides to write.
I got you. Yeah, it makes total sense.
All right, so Hank Pym at number 9.
Let's do it.
Number 8. Do we still want to have the conversation about Vision and Black Panther? Do we want to add in somebody else?
At number 8 on my list, for whatever it's worth.
It's worth a lot?
I had Thor.
You'll have to explain yourself. He's very attractive.
I guess that.
That is something we take into account.
Sure. Pleasant on the eyes, I understand.
And a big hammer.
It's just, when you fill your team with too many strongest guy ever, they tend to take over the book. And then it's not a team book anymore. And that's why, not to change direction here, but with Justice League, so many times Superman takes over the team, and why do you even need a team if you've got Superman around? Why do you need the Avengers if you've got Thor around?
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, Thor comes in and out of the book. He's not always there. They've got other strong guys that can replace him, whether it's Hulk or She-Hulk or Wonder Man or mm-hmm. Hercules. I mean, he's not one of those that the team suffers when he's not there.
That's very true. Most of the Avengers, especially in the Marvel movies, they can throw a good punch. And that is kind of what he brings to the table, minus some weird lightning powers every once in a while.
I mean, there's a reason in the movies why they had to leave him and Hulk out of Civil War, because the whole war would have been a joke. If one
Unless they were on opposite sides and they could
but
just
even then, it's
hit
like,
each other
You mean
lot.
It wasn't because of contracts?
Right. Yeah, I mean, sure, maybe. But I mean, I would think that partially, at least, that the power levels that those guys bring to the table make
and,
it kind of ridiculous.
And budget. Those are expensive characters, so... Because they use a lot of special effects. Obviously, Hulk.
Right. CGI.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they already had to pay Robert Downey Jr. $50 million, so...
For everything. All right, so Thor at 8.
Thor at 8.
I'm good with it. 7.
Do we want to put Vision or Black Panther in this spot?
I like Black Panther.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, I think that's a good spot.
Black Panther's at 7.
Okay. So then Vision at 6?
Or Wasp?
I had Wasp higher, but I could move her down on my list.
Why higher? Just curious.
She was the one that came up with the name Avengers.
I know. And she designs all their outfits.
She was there from the very start. She was the first female leader of the team.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of the other characters got the opportunity to have their own solo books. She never really had her own book.
Yeah.
She was always an add-on to the Hank Pym stories. Right. Or
isn't that why they killed her off in Secret Invasion? Because she had never like held her own book, and they were like, somebody had to die.
Yeah. So... Savage. To me, she represents the Avengers a lot more than so many of the other characters, just because her whole being is tied to this team.
It's a good sell.
Okay.
That's a good sell.
So
should Vision be
lower or higher than her?
Yeah, where should we put him in relation to her, in your opinion?
I had her one spot higher than the Vision.
Okay. And how does Scarlet Witch fall for you?
She was right there with the Vision. Okay. Basically, I had Scarlet Witch 5, Vision 4, Wasp 3.
Wow. Interesting. I'm okay with that order of those three, but I'd want to... I was thinking more of putting them in here at 6, 5, 4. But actually, to be fair, that and maybe this is just me, but I feel like Hawkeye's getting kind of high for
okay.
for who he
then
is.
Let's
but maybe
put
I just
Hawkeye
don't understand the character well.
And let's put Hawkeye at 6.
Where did you have Hawkeye on your list?
I had him at 2, but...
Wow. See, I'm a little out of my depth, I think.
Well, that makes 2 of us, Derek. So. I know that one time he, like, pulled out a fingernail and flicked it at somebody and killed him, but...
That's Bullseye.
No, I swear that was Hawkeye, but maybe it was Bullseye as Hawkeye or something. There was some weird thing going on with it.
Bullseye as Hawkeye.
Well, there was like
that Dark Avengers.
Yeah, it was a weird thing.
It was really bad.
I don't know. I remember seeing the panel and I was like, that's pretty cool.
Bullseye as Hawkeye wearing a Spider-Man costume.
Norman Osborn takes over S.H.I.E.L.D. and he's like, we're going to rename it Hammer. You come up with the acronym. No. Like, this is already bad. Like, you don't even know. Yeah. Like, so the writer had no idea what Hammer was going to mean.
Okay. So maybe we need to lay out the final 6 on the table and then organize them.
I feel like it's Captain America, Steve Rogers' version. Mm-hmm. It's Iron Man, the Tony Stark version. It's Wasp, Scarlet Witch, Hawkeye, and Vision.
Those are the 6 that I have remaining.
I really wouldn't want to substitute anybody else in there.
And not to jump the gun, I mean, maybe we reverse order it here. To me, Captain America is 1. I think that's a clear cut.
It's hard to pick somebody else, right? I mean...
Well, he wasn't a founding member, technically. Like, he was given founding member status in, like, the 3rd or 4th issue from what I read, but he was not technically a founding member. So, I mean, Iron Man was a founding member, right? That's the only one I can think of that would be, like, that up in the top 2 to even compete for it. That would be the only thing that I could think of that might give Iron Man an edge over Captain America. But, yeah, Captain America is one of my favorite characters, so I feel like he should definitely... I'm always going to put him in 1, but just to prevent the other side.
It's a fair argument. I mean, the difference is 3 issues, issue 1 to issue 4. But from that point forward, Captain America was in more issues of the Avengers than Iron Man ever was. So, and I mean, he's always been the definitive leader, and even with the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Captain America, the first Avenger.
Right, that's true. And he's pretty much the clear leader of the Avengers in the MCU also, so, yeah.
They both have very, like, they have one demonizing story that stands out to me, and they both can be real hard asses, but when it comes down to it, Cap is a better person. Steve Rogers is a better person than Tony Stark is. Now, that may not be in the movies.
He's also a Nazi, so yes.
He is now. That's the demonizing storyline that kind of screws it up, just like, Tony's got the alcoholic thing in the war profiteering.
But they haven't resolved the whole Tony, whole Cap thing.
No, but that also doesn't, like, wipe out the
whole
thing.
Well, it depends on the why, right? If they come up with some crazy in-universe explanation for why he was really a good guy the whole time, right? Then it wipes that out versus, like, Tony Stark will always be the drunk guy who was abusive. Like, they never really wrote that out, so.
Emotionally. He wasn't physically abusive.
I think there's a lot of people who say that that's just as bad, but you know, chat does agree that Cap thought of others, and Tony was a lot more selfish of a character in general. And I mean, the movies also show that to be mainly true, though they're both pretty selfish in Civil War. But that's a separate conversation. So
Captain America is our 1. I think we all just agreed on that.
I think it's hard to say otherwise.
Yeah, it's really hard to put any kind of argument.
So now we're arguing for the
2 through 6.
Yes.
Do we
want to put Iron Man at 2 since that was the argument right here?
That's probably where I would put him, but...
Here's the only reason I hesitate to do that, and that's because the whole talk about how successful the MCU is because they started with a B character who was Iron Man.
And that's being generous there. I mean, quite honestly, at that point, he was more a C-level character.
That's true.
I mean, quite honestly, Marvel had been trying to ship and sell movie and TV packages of any of their characters for years. And they could never sell Iron Man. I mean, think about it. There was 2 bad Fantastic Four movies, plus the bad one in the 90s.
Right.
You had Daredevil. You had Hulk
Elektra.
Movies. Spider-Man. You had Punisher. Blade. Punisher.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so many other characters
Ghost Rider, that
were given their film opportunities before Iron Man. They could not sell them. The only thing they could do was make their own movie studio and use him mm-hmm. as their feature character.
And that says a lot about who that character was before the MCU started.
Hulk, Thor, and Captain America all appeared in TV shows in the 70s, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whereas
I love the Iron Hulk Man. Show with Lou. Come on, Lou Ferrigno. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. Yeah. He was fantastic.
So, I don't know. So that's why I kind of feel like putting him at number two may be a little...
Jumping the gun? So who would be your number two?
I don't know. It's a really difficult...
Because mine would be Wasp, then. I'm going to fight for the girl power. And...
Well, I like the story that she came up with the name for the group, and she was really always, like, that was her thing. She's never had a solo, right? Whereas, of course, Iron Man has, you know, especially now. And she's always been a member of the Avengers when she's in the story.
She's so... everybody's best friend, too. Like, everybody claims she's their confidant. Sorry, we have a demon fridge.
Okay.
So I think having Wasp at number two is a nice position for that, given who the character is. And, you know, she is finally getting her own movie, like not her own movie, but she's finally going to be suited up in a film, mm-hmm. In Ant-Man and the Wasp, which I think is, you know,
and we're going to see two versions of her. But... Michelle Pfeiffer is going to play Janet, and Evangeline Lilly is going to play Hope again. So mm-hmm. we're going to see two versions of Wasp.
Mm-hmm. Someone's got to make the call here.
And I vote Wasp at number
two. Yeah, I think that was a really good argument.
Okay. So I'm okay with that. So Wasp then at number two. So that leaves us with Iron Man, Hawkeye, Vision, and Scarlet Witch.
I feel like Vision and Scarlet Witch have to be six and five. I don't really care what order, but I don't think they outrank Iron Man and Hawkeye.
Okay. Give me a reason one should be below the other.
Maybe Scarlet Witch is higher because she was part of the team longer. She was part of the West Coast Avengers.
So was Vision.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go.
I would put Vision a little bit higher just because once he was introduced, he became the face of the Avengers in terms of marketing and merchandising. I mean, the Vision occupied the corner box on the Marvel comics for the longest time.
That's a good point. I mean, I forgot about that.
He was the image that you saw when you were pitched the Avengers throughout the late 60s and throughout the 70s. And so...
It's a good argument.
I like that.
Works for me.
Okay, yeah, so six is Scarlet Witch and five is Vision. So Hawkeye and Iron Man.
And in this case, given the fact that... the MCU is in play. I do want to put Iron Man higher than Hawkeye, but you guys did make some really good points about Hawkeye, and Tony is still a pretty selfish person who, if you take away the tech, can't contribute a whole lot.
And Hawkeye in the MCU is not very selfish.
No, he's actually not.
A very kind, capable person.
Who still, as you pointed out earlier, is still the guy out there with slinging some arrows and is able to kind of keep up, even if it's not portrayed particularly well in the movies. But he still, it's one of those things where, you know, if you take away all of Iron Man's tech, what is he, right? He's not an expert fighter, right? He's not an assassin. He's not some physical specimen or anything like that.
Billionaire playboy philanthropist.
But that doesn't make for a good Avenger.
For a good philanthropist.
You know what I mean? But that's kind of my point, though, right? It's one of the arguments that, you know, comparing and contrasting a bit, that you talk about with the Justice League, right? If you take away Hal Jordan's ring, he's a fighter pilot. But if you take away Batman's tech, he's still a martial arts expert, you know?
The best tactical mind in the entire
Right? So, like, but it's an important factor, though, right? Because if I have to pick between those two characters, I'm probably going to pick Batman because push comes to shove, he can do more on his own. In this case, Hawkeye. But,
so if you cripple the characters down to nothing, then yes, Hawkeye. You know what I'm saying? No, Iron Man's whole thing is that he can build these suits and he's Iron Man.
You're right, right? But like with Spider-Man, if you take away Spider-Man's suit, he still has his own abilities, right?
Yeah, tech-based heroes. I mean, you can take away more from him. He's still a genius. He's still significantly smarter than Hawkeye. And he has that going for him, and he can build stuff that Hawkeye wouldn't be able to build. He has strengths that Hawkeye doesn't have.
Not disagreeing.
Hawkeye has combat abilities and military training, you know, but Tony has some training and is also a genius and can fund the entire Avengers by himself, which is worth something.
Funding the Avengers is an interesting point.
Jerry, what do you think?
I, I still put Hawkeye Little ahead of Iron Man just because he is the human in the room holding his own.
Iron Man's a human too.
But he's got a high-tech suit that he's
that he built for himself. So his ability to build a high-tech suit is equal to Hawkeye's military training and ability to shoot arrows at a superhuman.
I'm not saying equal, but I'm just saying he's earned the right to sit at the table just with his skills alone, not bringing a suit to the table.
But Tony's skills are being able to build that suit. So, I mean, it's his skills too.
I mean, I think the point about funding the Avengers is a better point, because if they have no money, then it's a lot harder for them to do anything, right? I mean, that's one of the things Batman brings to the table is he builds the Watchtower. That's a big deal, right? But
I mean, at this point, we're arguing for 2 and 3. So really, I mean, is it that big of a deal either way? I don't want to fight too hard for it.
Well, I know. I think the fact that Tony is a very selfish person, that the money, I mean, keep in mind, he inherited a large empire, right? And he is very intelligent. I don't want to take that away from him at all. Or, you know, even in the MCU, he builds, you know,
he cures himself.
He's a very, very smart guy. No question about it. But, you know, Hawkeye does put himself at greater risk on a regular basis with less at his disposal than Tony does.
Well, I mean, Iron Man sacrificed himself in the movie.
I mean,
he didn't know he was coming back in the original Avengers.
You're totally right. Mm-hmm. You know, there wouldn't have been a way for Hawkeye to do that, right? So, I mean, that's
contributing less to the team.
It's a good point, but he does hide and protect the whole team in the next one. So
he also gets brainwashed and fights for the enemy in the first Avengers movie. You know,
which Jeremy Renner is still butthurt about.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he was not okay with that.
He doesn't start a playground fight at an airport either. So, you know, I mean, we can go back and forth all day.
Well, maybe Cap started that fight. I'm just saying, they can both be blamed on that one.
What do you guys think? Viewers,
help us. Yeah, chat's got to help us out. So, all right, let's do our so kind of the final argument here is that Tony is incredibly intelligent and can basically build something from nothing. And
scraps in a cave.
And funds the team, whereas Hawkeye is the guy in the room who puts himself at greater risk than anybody else because he doesn't really have any of that tech. He doesn't have any superpowers, but he does have a great deal of personal skill, physical skill, and is kind of the good person in the room. That's a difficult decision to make. Maybe we should just take a vote.
Oh.
I think we should just take a vote. So Ryan's vote is for Iron Man, obviously. Yeah. Jerry, your vote is for Hawkeye.
Yes.
Ray?
I don't know. Both are valid points.
Well, I know who I'm going to vote for, so rather than give you the pressure of making the deciding vote, you vote now, and then I will say mine. I already know what it is. So
we have two for Hawkeye in chat.
We do have two for Hawkeye in chat. Mine was going to be Hawkeye as well.
So it doesn't really matter what I have to say.
Well, sure it does. Because if you were going to say Iron Man, then it was 2-2 for the host.
I'm leaning towards Iron Man because he funds everything. Like, without them, they don't have the Avengers Mansion. They don't have Jarvis to help them or Friday. And they don't have their ID badges.
Which is why he's still very important.
And this doesn't diminish it at all. But that was where I was leaning. So,
but we do have two votes for Hawkeye,
and that matters a lot. And I think that's a big deal. When chat contributes, we all feel very good inside.
So I'm going to say Hawkeye at number 3.
That's how that is.
And Iron Man goes in at number 4. So our top 10, excuse me. Cap at number 1, Wasp at number 2, Hawkeye at number 3, Iron Man at number 4, Vision at number 5, Scarlet Witch at 6, Black Panther at 7. Thor at 8, Hank Pym, Ant-Man at 9, and Black Widow at 10.
I feel like we have a really good, solid top 20. I would love to read a book that included this roster. Mm-hmm. This roster has never been
especially
together.
Squirrel. Especially Squirrel.
Look, one of the coolest things that has happened with Squirrel Girl is her rise of popularity. And I'm really looking forward to the new Warriors TV show. I think AT&T Girl's going to crush it.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what she does with it.
Right. I can't be more excited. She's a ridiculous character that gained a cult following, and cult followings get stuff done. So
Deadpool. Right. Got a movie.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm good with it.
Cool. All right. Well, that's our list. Let us know if you like it or don't like it at Heroes Podcast on social media, heroespodcast.com or screen-heroes.com to go straight to the iTunes. I do want to say that we are really excited about something that we were doing on Patreon. We filmed our first movie scene last weekend. It's the hint that we gave out last week. It's from a Quentin Tarantino film. If you're not a patron, then that's the only hint you get. But if you become a patron, you will get a better hint. We posted something today that somebody's already kind of made a guess on. So only takes a buck to become a patron, and you'll get first dibs on the video and things like that. Jerry.
Yes.
Where can people find you?
Worst comic podcast ever, .libsyn.com. We're also Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. For some reason, we're even on Pinterest.
Oh, nice.
And then we're going to be doing some con appearances coming up. This Saturday we'll be at the Little Apple Comic Expo in Manhattan.
Me too.
We
high-fived.
October, we will be at Free State Comic Con in Lawrence.
Nice.
And then come November, we will be at Kansas City Comic Con.
That will be our first convention, will be Kansas City Comic Con. So nice. Excited for that. Yeah, Ray will be as Siren Ray at Lace next weekend.
Yep.
And I'll be following her around. So that's great. The social media handles, are they Worst Comic Podcast Ever?
And WCP Ever for the Twitter and Instagram. They don't like the long.
Yeah, that's why I just names. Wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming on, Jerry.
Absolutely. I enjoyed great. This.
Hope you had fun.
I did.
Okay. Good, good. Well, hopefully you can come back. We'll do a non-Avengers topic next time, you know?
That's all right.
Awesome. Well, of course, we're Heroes Podcast Network. Catch our other shows, Costume Couture, our web series on Mondays, and Gamer Heroes, our video game podcast, on Fridays. We'll catch you guys next week. What are we talking about? We're reviewing
Kingsman
The Golden Circle.
Go see it this weekend so you can hang out with us.
Awesome. Sounds good. All right. Have a good night, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.